I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Something a little bit different this segment. To lead off, we have Kevin Forgette, who is Media Relations Coordinator for Ontario Travel, and kind of a singing the praises, I guess, of Ontario. We sometimes forget our lovely neighbor to the north, and there are a lot of things to do up there.
Yeah, apparently. Thanks for having me. And we are neighbors, right? We're friends, so we should visit each other.
Yeah, and I already knew this, but I didn't realize fully the extent of the size of Ontario. It's large enough to be its own country, and from what I understand, you have helpfully divided it up into 15 regions?
Yeah, so Ontario's broken up into different areas, you know, and it's everything from, obviously, a lot of people, when they think of Ontario, think of, like, Toronto or the Ottawa or Niagara Falls, but there are so many regions to the west, to the east, and extreme northern Ontario, too. So we're talking really road trips and encouraging people to hop in the car in the next couple of weeks to enjoy the fall colors for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of people have the impression, of course, the Great White North. Not necessarily the case. Ontario, not really different than Western New York when it comes to the way the seasons go.
It's not. You know, we are very close to each other. You know, I came here to visit you guys, and I live almost sort of in the middle of Ontario, and it took me 3 hours. So 3 hours is not that far from really door to door.
Yeah, it's just a little past Syracuse if you're thinking it in relation of driving from here to somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the length and breadth, you said you're roughly in the middle of Ontario. So remind them, it's not just bordering New York. It expands far west and pretty far north.
Yeah, Ontario is a huge province. And so we have lots of great cities, lots of great destinations, lots of great attractions. And so we're really kind of thinking road trips and getting people to sort of think outside of the box a little bit. You know, when we talk to people in, you know, Buffalo, Rochester, that kind of area, we always say, where do you think that you want to maybe go in Ontario? And of course, places like Niagara-on-the-Lake and Toronto are sort of the top of minds, but really now thinking outside of the box, thinking maybe head to the Kawarthas area, which is about 4 hours from here, you know, head up to the Collingwood area, you know, Owen Sound, even to places like Prince Edward County. And these are all areas that are beautiful, especially at this time of the year for fall colors. Right now, we're almost at the beginning of fall, so we really want to encourage people that if they're thinking of doing that road trip for fall colors, you have a small window. You have about 4 weeks to go and do that. So if you have no plans, maybe next weekend, make that a booking for sure.
Sure, and a lot of people very familiar with Niagara on the Lake here. Are there other places like that that people don't know to the west?
For sure, and the kind of numbers that we have is we have over 180 wineries in Ontario alone. Niagara-on-the-Lake has a lot of them, but places like Georgian Bay, places like Prince Edward County, I always say Prince Edward County is a little bit like Niagara-on-the-Lake, just a little bit different because they don't have the massive wineries. There's a lot more independent wineries and different places to stop and eat along the way.
And one thing we should probably point out, too, the difference between the dollars, U.S. and Canadian, mm-hmm. Does that actually make it advantageous now more for people to be traveling north?
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't know the exact dollar amount today as we're talking, but I sort of say the safe ballpark is for about $75 American, you're getting 100 Canadian. So you're gaining about $25, give or take, when you come over the border. So, you know, it makes a getaway that much more inexpensive for sure.
And when you're talking the western provinces again, or western part of the province that people may not be as familiar with, what exactly kind of things are different there that we don't see so much here? Or is it analogous? Is it all the same?
You know, we are very similar. You know, geographically, we're very similar, but we have tons of waterfall tours. We have tons of, you know, brewery tours. 245 craft breweries in Ontario alone. And so, you know, if you head down to more of the western area, like you mentioned, you know, London, Windsor, you know, Pelee Island area, you know, great nature, lots of bird sanctuaries as you do tours, boat tours. Really, it's pick your adventure. I always say it's nice. You can choose to just sit back in a Muskoka chair, an Adirondack chair, like, you know, maybe you guys don't call it Muskoka chairs here, with a glass of wine, a cold beer, whatever. Or you can, you know, do some zip lining, head on a gondola ride, ski hills, obviously don't have snow on them at this time of the year, but a lot of them are open in the fall where they open gondolas where you can just ride the ski lift to the top of the hill to enjoy the fall colors.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking with Kevin Forgette, who is Media Relations Coordinator with Ontario Travel, and talking about, well, traveling to Ontario is perhaps an option. And in another life here, I used to have to do check calls with the Ontario Provincial Police, of all places,
because
we used to do some traffic across the border, 401, 405, 406, they're all 40-something. But what was always funny is I had a thing going back and forth with the dispatcher about Penetanguishene.
Yes.
So enlighten people about that lovely community.
Penetanguishene is a great community. So I would say ballpark-wise, say from Buffalo, you're looking at about 3 hours, 3.5 hours from here to Penetanguishene. And it's a great little community because it's right on the water. They have an amazing thing called Discovery Harbor in Penetanguishene. And it's neat because there's a lot of history of boats and different ships and you know, people first coming to Ontario, but they've also got an event even right now, speaking of Penetanguishene, called Pumpkin Ferno, that's just kicking off next week, and it's thousands and thousands of carved pumpkins, as well as some different corn mazes and scary houses. But Penetanguishene, Midland, Wasaga Beach, all that area, absolutely beautiful.
And you just mentioned history, and it brings to mind indigenous culture, certainly Native Americans as we've come to know them, the original people from this continent. A big part of Canadian history, not just American history, too.
Oh, for sure. And we have different areas across the province where you can go and find out about that. St. Marie among the Hurons, you know, all of that. There's too many places to mention, but it's sort of part of, you know, your adventure to Ontario. Find out about history. Find out about different history of people who come to Ontario. They have walking tours, cycling tours, all of that stuff, too.
And we just made a little reference to the northern part of the province just a bit ago. Notable from this perspective that here, a lot of people interesting in the fishing, gaming, hunting, that I assume is also available perhaps more toward that end of Ontario?
Yeah, and we see a ton of American visitors coming to Ontario for the hunting, for the fishing, and there's great fishing lodges, there's day fishing, fly-in fishing experiences. We have that all on our website to pick your adventure for sure.
And we've gone this far, and we haven't really touched on the closest thing to people in Western New York, and a short hop over the bridges, and you're in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And is there really a debate, or is there no such thing? It's Canadians over the U.S. as far as best viewing of the falls.
You know, I'm on your turf right now, so I got to be careful on what I say. But I do have to say that when you do cross the border to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, it's pretty spectacular because the view of the American Falls is unobstructed. But then you have the view of the Horseshoe Falls. And once you cross the border, you'll see on the Canadian side, there's a lot to do over there. Everything from the attractions to the haunted houses, but even the Bird Kingdom. The Niagara Parks Commission, which is on the Canadian side, takes care of the gardens there and the different walking tours like you will never see anywhere. Absolutely stunning. I need those flowers to look that good in my backyard.
Yeah. A nice political answer. I was going to be okay with you saying that the Canadian side is better.
Well,
because you get, I think, maybe more of the overall perspective of both the Horseshoe Falls and the American Falls, as opposed to the grandeur of standing literally right next to the American Falls.
And on the Canadian side, there's the Hornblower. So the boat tours that you can do, you know, you can do it on the American side too. But they have brand new boats that are huge, and they're even enclosed, which is nice. So once you get really close to the falls, if you don't want to get absolutely drenched, you can go to the indoor area, which is fully windowed too.
And you had mentioned a little bit ago about a large mass of pumpkins, part of a huge festival. Similar festivals this time of year that people might be interested in going to.
Yeah, for sure. You know, fall fair time and pumpkin festivals are big, just like here. But it's great because they've got all the events for the adults and the kids. You know, everything from the pumpkin spitting contest to the pumpkin seed spitting contest to chucking pumpkins and really getting out and enjoying fall. Fall's here for such a short time, you know, so the weather's been pretty awesome. Let's keep enjoying it.
And can't let you go without reminding people about the beer and wine industry, which you pointed out. Strange, Canadians and beer, right? They're always been linked, even before sketches with the McKenzie brothers that people may be familiar with. Has it grown exponentially? Because certainly there was almost nothing here in Buffalo for the longest time, and then finally the U.S. kind of relaxed the laws on making such products. So big burgeoning beer industry here in Buffalo. Has it also increased exponentially across the border?
Huge. I would say that almost every community, every area right now has a craft brewery. And I touched on it earlier, but 245 craft breweries in Ontario. That's quite a bit, you know, and it's nice because they all are very different. All of them have different experiences where you can go do the flight samples, little samples of everything, take tours within the breweries, you know, see them actually, you know, mixing the hops. And it's nice because there are some breweries even in the Bala area, which is the cranberry capital of Ontario. I was at a brewery there recently where they're mixing the local cranberries from Bala into the actual beer that they're making there too. So lots of great cider options, beer options. Yeah, craft beer, pretty big right now in Ontario for sure.
Yeah, I have not done it here, but I have done it in other states, visiting my brother and sister who don't live in New York. And if you get the opportunity, go on one of those brewery tours, the winery tours, because first of all, it's just fascinating, the whole aspect of how they put everything together. But as a community, both the beer and spirits people are all like friends.
Yep.
They're not competing. Obviously, they want to sell their beer, their wine, but they're always collectively working together, which is fascinating.
And that's the thing, really encouraging people to kind of do all of the tours. Maybe it's stop at a winery, then go to a craft brewery. And if I can touch back on the Bala for a second, you know, everyone talks about, you know, the Welch's commercial where you see them standing in the cranberries waist high. Well, that's what they do in Bala, where you get the hip waiters. They'll provide the hip waiters for you. And, you know, I always joke because when I was there, it was that Instagrammable moment. You know, everyone wants those photos, those selfies. If you're looking for that typical, you know, ideal fall picture, Bala, the cranberry capital right now, doing the cranberry marsh and seeing them actually harvesting the cranberries, they start that right now.
But have somebody else take the picture because you don't want to be dropping the camera in the water, right?
I did see that too, actually.
Well, if people want to find out more, I'm guessing there's probably a helpful website with a CA at the end or something.
Yes, well, it's actually, we did fallinontario.com.
Come on!
Yes, we did fallinontario.com, and we have some fun with it. We have lots of great ideas there, but we did some conversions. So when we have destinations, you know, because in Ontario we do everything by kilometers, we changed it to miles. You know, when I talk about fall colors in Canada, we have a U in the word color. You guys don't. So we took the U's out, you know, all that fun stuff. So fallinontario.com, we're really planning your whole fall getaway.
Yeah, I enjoy the Canadian sense of humor, the missing U in Ontario, which you just described.
Yes.
Your favorite in color, usually have a U for you guys.
And we are your neighbors to the north with the U.
Yeah, yes. There you go. Because north, yeah, an N-O-U, that just wouldn't sound right.
No, yeah.
Well, Kevin, appreciate it, and hopefully we've sparked some interest in people going across the border for other things than to see the falls.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure. Kevin Forget. And he is Media Relations Coordinator with Ontario Travel. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.